We'll take a short break. Started reading the Parsha Dvarim. We find something very interesting in the Parsha. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu explained the Torah in all 70 languages. The question is, why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to explain it in 70 languages? I mean, most of the people there talked seemingly Lashon Kodesh. They all talked Lashon Kodesh. Maybe if there was somebody with another language, but what was the point in translating the Torah into 70 languages? We already find about the sand of 70 languages earlier. It says that when Yosef was asked by his father to take him to bury him in Eretz Canaan, and Rashi says that when Paroi, there a few times Rashi mentions over there, that when Paroi allowed him to go, he says, Kasher Hishbiecho, because he made you swear, he says, otherwise, he would tell him, no, your father made you swear, so don't listen to him. But he was afraid that Yosef is going to tell him, then I don't have to listen to the Shavuah that I gave you either. What Shavuah did he give him? He gave him the Shavuah that he knew one language more than Pharaoh, because he knew Lashon Kodesh. Pharaoh didn't know Lashon Kodesh. So Yosef knew Lashon Kodesh, and he promised to Pharaoh that he wasn't going to tell the people that he knows more than him. But again, so, I mean, this was something, some people knew the 70 languages. It seemed like it was something which was relevant. But why is it so relevant over here, Bayer Heitev? Other thing is also, Rashi interprets Bayer Heitev, what means explained well? 70 languages. We find a similar language also later on, and towards the end of the Chumash, it talks about when the Jews will pass the Jordan and they'll come to Har Ebal, they should make over there the large stones. And it says also you should write the Torah. How you should write the Torah? It says you write the Torah Bayer Heitev, that you should write with explaining in 70 languages. The question really is, who's it for, and has anybody ever heard any of the 70 languages that Moshe Rabbeinu translated? I mean, where is the record of it? We have the Chumash, we have the Lashon Kodesh, we have. But first of all, the people probably didn't speak other than Lashon Kodesh over there. And if somebody, so who was he speaking to? I mean, what was the point? What was it necessary? And specifically, the question is, we don't have any record today. We don't have anything left over from that explanation. So we don't really have any interpretation. So what's the point when it was interpreted into all the languages if we don't really have, besides Lashon Kodesh, besides the Torah Shebiksav, what we have over here, we don't really have anything. We know there's an interesting thing. The Gemara talks about the various things that happen to the soul before it's born. So one of the things it says over there is that the soul before it's born, it is taught the entire Torah. That you teach it the entire Torah. However, then when the before the child is born, a malach comes, gives him either a sarat alechia, gives him on his cheek or on his nose, a flick, whatever, but he forgets all the Torah that he's learned. So by the time he comes out of his mother's womb, he comes out, he doesn't know anything. So the question is, so what's the purpose? So why teach him all the Torah if he doesn't remember anyways? So why bother? So you taught him the Torah and then he forgot it. So might as well not teach him it. So what's the benefit of teaching the Torah? So it's explained that there is a benefit. Because when a person studies something that he has already studied, even if he's forgotten it, but it's still easier and it's more adaptable to the person the second time around because he's already once studied it. And even though the person on the cognitive level, on the conscious level, the person may have forgotten everything that he's learned, you ask him, can he remember what he learned? And some people say they remember a little bit what they learned yesterday, and as you get older, probably last week, but a month, 2 months ago, you have no clue what you learned. Totally forgotten anything that you learned over there. So it's like, so is it actually of no value what you learned? But the truth of the matter is, when you learn it a second time, even though, you know, you get it more, you get it quicker, it connects, you connect more with it, it becomes more united with you. So there is a purpose of teaching the child the Torah before, because the Eibishter makes it easier for us later on as we struggle our way through to the study of Torah and try to understand the Yigiyah B'Torah, but the fact that we already once knew it helps us understand it in a deeper way. The Rebbe explains that the purpose of the Torah being translated into the other languages wasn't for the people. The people didn't need it over there. But it was just meant as a way that the Torah should be translatable into other languages, so that when eventually the Torah will be translated into other languages, the Torah should be able to be descend into that language. Sometimes you see, when you try to translate the Torah, you ask people that translate, they'll tell you, some things are just not translatable from one language to the other language. You can't really get the right interpretation. We see it all the time, even when we learn the Mishnah, like we learn Pirkei Avos. You see the interpretation, the English, the way they try to translate it, it's different. It doesn't really express the real Hebrew language, the real Hebrew word, what it is. The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah over in all the 70 languages, the fact that later on it was written in all the 70 languages, it sort of brought the Torah down in the accurate way, in the accurate way in the 70 languages, so that the 70 languages became a vehicle and they are recipient of the Torah, of Hashem's Torah. Therefore, in later on generations, it's already become a something which is approachable, something which is with the translation as the best you can, still are able to get down some and most of the actual essential meaning of the words of the Torah. And the same thing is true as we see in our day and age, in which there's information age, but you see that the Torah has been interpreted and it's been brought down. We know we didn't change the Torah, Chas v'Shalom, but the Torah is the same Torah as it is. That's the trick. We don't dilute, we don't take the Torah and make it any less, but we take that same Torah and we bring it down and through various, through media forms, through various visuals, through various different kinds. It's even more than the 70 languages. Here we're using all kinds of tools today, more than languages. And we use all kinds of tools in which we try to bring down some deep inyonim from Hasidus and Kabbalah and mysticism and the highest of levels. It's brought down, but it seems like all this started through the Bayer Hetev, even though over there it just says 70 languages. I guess they didn't have the other media, the other means of transmitting, but the visuals. But I guess in today's time, we can probably interpret the Bayer Hetev that he brought it down even in all kinds of forms, in every kind of vehicle, in any shape, that till Mashiach will come, till the future of time, that you can transmit information. The Torah is transmittable. That allows for the Torah to be transmitted so that everyone is able to take their part in Torah through the vehicles, the channels, the means that they're able to get it. And yet, even though it's not in the original Hebrew, they're still getting the Chochmas Hashem. This is Hashem's wisdom, the divine inspired words of the Torah and the holiness of Torah. And that's the benefit of the Bayer Hetev. Not for somebody to understand, but for the Torah to be expandable into those dimensions as well.